Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
We do it twice every morning, plus we got them all up at endonline.com. Gavin's phone scams with a new one today. What do you got?
So you know how you can, with really cool places like Apple, you can request, like if you call customer support, you can request that they call you back so you don't have to sit on hold for while? So Peter emailed me and said that his fiance Donna was having issues with her iPad. So he waited for her to call customer support and then told me when that was. And then I called her back as customer support, but I have no idea what's going on.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello?
I'd like to speak with Donna.
This is she.
Hi, Donna. This is Raul Labrador calling from Apple Tech Support. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Good. I'm glad to hear back from you.
Great. Of course. Of course. So what seems to be the problem?
I'm on my iPad, and I'm trying to access my internet icon. But every time I do that, it just shuts the whole thing down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out why my iPad is just shutting off. I'll plug it in. It's all charged. But it's almost like opening up that. You can open up other apps, but specifically my, browser, it'll just immediately shut the whole thing down.
So let me get this straight. So you have your iPad, right? Is it iPad?
Yeah, my iPad.
The iPad, that's the tablet, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So the tablet iPad that you have, when you open it, you said it closes.
Okay, so when I turn it on, my iPad is on. I'll go to the internet browser button, so the icon at the bottom. When I hit that button, it shuts the whole iPad off. Whereas other apps I press, it doesn't. It stays on. It's fine. It's specifically when I hit the browser.
Okay, so you're throwing a lot at me. So let me just slow you down a little bit. So the iPad tablet, right?
Yes.
You try to open the internet and that shuts it off.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. How do you open the internet?
I'm sorry. You mean like, or how do I turn? You're asking how I turn the iPad on?
No. There's something on the bottom that can take you to the internet.
Shouldn't you know this information? There's icons at the bottom of the iPad.
Right.
That's what I'm pressing. The icon at the bottom.
Right. And that takes you to the internet.
And I guess it could be different. Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, do you not know? Have you not been on an iPad? Is there like someone out there, maybe a representative or a manager of some sort? Maybe someone's been on an iPad before?
Not currently. No, everybody has gone home for the holidays.
And they left you there. You're the only person working Apple support.
In this branch, yes. But we can work this out. The iPad tablet has a button on the bottom that takes you to the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And when, we got it. And when you push it, it somehow shuts the whole thing down.
Yes.
That is some problem. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
Did you blow in it? Did you try blowing in it?
No, blow in it? You mean like a Nintendo? Like a 1980s Nintendo?
Well,
what do you mean blowing it? Blowing it where?
I guess in the bottom? Is there a hole in the bottom? There's got to be a hole in the bottom, right? Where's the hole? Blow in the hole.
There's a hole. Blow in the hole. I don't understand why that would help with this problem. I'm sorry, you are an Apple support representative, right? This is Apple support.
Yes, my name's Raul.
Raul, I'm going to write your name down, Raul.
Do you want my last name too?
Yes, I do, actually.
Labrador.
Your last name's Labrador.
Mm-hmm. Would you like my home address?
don't know that you should give that out.
I mean, I just don't mind. I just don't mind if you need that, if you want that.
I don't want your home address.
Okay.
No, I don't want your home address.
That's fine. Well,
I just want my iPad to work, so I'm willing to wait on it. I mean, it's a software issue or something, or an update issue, or I mean, even I'm guessing better things than you are.
Oh, man, I don't know what you're talking about. But listen, if you're willing to wait, though, that's fine. I'll have somebody call you back in January, and they will.
January.
Well, yeah, that's when somebody will be here next. So that's totally fine. And if you don't mind, then that's just the course of action that we'll take. Okay.
I mean, if you can't help me, I guess I have to wait.
Okay. One last thing before I go. You're actually on the radio. You're on the wake-up call right now on 106.5 The End, and my name's Gavin. You're on a phone scam.
What?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.